are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. Well, you know, I hate leaving you all on a cliffhanger, but in the previous hour, we were talking about how Chaz Bono wants to complete his sex change, and I guess buy a penis. And we were talking about this because in the previous hour, we were talking about a lady who had a disorder such that she wasn't able to go through puberty. And so she's 25 years old in a 12-year-old's body. No period, no breast development, unable to have children. So she's getting hormones, and, you know, she's fighting to, you know, get her, female physique. And here's Chaz Bono, who really didn't want his, you know, female physique. It's amazing how you just see, you know, opposite ends of the spectrum. I like my boobies, but they are a pain. You know, you do get back pain and stuff. I mean, you know, that's what happens when you're, you know, when you start becoming the middle of the alphabet after having a couple kids. But anyway, I mean, Chaz Bono's happy with so far, you know, his development. Apparently, he's already receiving testosterone injections and had his breast surgically removed after his 40th birthday. Now he's saving for the final surgery to get a penis. All right. Let's see. Chaz usually stays coy, they say, when asked if he plans on getting one. Well, of course, this is kind of private. He even says, I'd like to keep my privates private. He should. Good for him. But he admitted to Rolling Stone magazine that he is saving for surgery and even spoke in detail about the options open to him. I could get a phalloplasty, which builds the phallus from a donor site on your body. Now, the phallus is a term for penis. But I'm currently leaning more towards metoidioplasty. This is a process that uses what you already have there, which has grown larger from the testosterone. I get it. You end up with smaller phallus than the phalloplasty, but it's functional, gets erect, you have all the sensation. Are you guys getting all this? Just in case you want to change, it's important. All right. Asked if he knew how big he would be. This comes from Daily Mail. You know, I really don't. I've never seen one erect, so it's really hard to say. But, okay, I don't want to go into this. Okay, so you guys get the point. He he's even thinking about testicular implants. Thinks it could be up to $45,000. All right, I wonder if there's a big charity now, you know, collecting for that. I don't know. But you know what? If he's happy, he looks happy, he's smiling, you know, what can I say? Good for him. But just kind of interesting how we had those two stories on opposite ends of the poles there. All right, for those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your emails at drdahlia.com. And, of course, please follow me on Twitter. And big thank you to Genesis Communications Network for bringing this show to you. And a big thanks to Donovan for working the dials. And George, we have another one behind the scene, George, who I really want to give a big juicy kiss to. And I can't wait to meet. I didn't realize George has also been so behind the scenes. And I haven't been giving George credit where credit's due. So thank you guys. I love you guys. All right. Sad story today. Offensive coordinator Joe Philbin's son, offensive coordinator of Green Bay Packers, I'm sorry, Joe Philbin's son, Michael Philbin, had been found dead in the Fox River in Wisconsin. Apparently, he had been hanging out with some friends Saturday evening at a home near the Oshkosh campus, University of Wisconsin Oshkosh campus. Police said he was last heard from one of his friends around 2 a.m. Sunday. A call was placed to police saying he was missing. They were looking for him. And then today, at about 3 o'clock, they had pulled a body out of the river. And unfortunately, it was him. So very, very sad case. Good kid on honor roll. You know, they didn't say he was drunk. None of that's coming out. Good kid. Dean's List, actually. Dean's List, good-looking kid. It's a shame that happened. You know, just running around out there in the snow, running around there outside in the cold. You just step in something if you don't, you know, it's a shame. It's just heartbreaking. So, unfortunately, that happened. Another real unfortunate story is it looks like a couple is accused of suffocating their baby as they slept in their bed. This was accidental, all right? They roll over on the baby, but this is 3 years after one of their other children died the same way. they didn't learn the first time. The Utah Court of Appeals refused to kick out the case against Trevor Merrill and Echo Nielsen, both 28, when the first son died in 2006. 3-month-old Kaysen was lying between his parents. This was back in 2006 when he suffocated to death. Now, the 24-day-old daughter also died. Oh, I'm sorry, 3 years before that, while sleeping with them. And it's because they roll over on the baby. Now, this is something we have spent time on. I mean, we're all afraid of sudden infant death. We're afraid of these kids dying in their cribs. So we put the babies in bed with us. You know, and a lot of times when you're breastfeeding, it's easy too, you know, because you fall asleep while they're, you know, sometimes you don't mean to. You're exhausted, so you're breastfeeding while they're, you know, and you bring them into bed with you, and then they just fall asleep and you end up rolling over on them. And these two kind of look like they're pretty girthy. And unfortunately, they roll over on babies. So we always say, don't have the baby in bed with you. Do not. Now, what I would recommend is then have the bassinet or have the crib in your room. Now, previously, pediatricians were like, no, you know, the kid has to get used to sleeping in their own room. You know, if they sleep with you, it's going to be very hard to, you know, desensitize them later. But you want to know what? We didn't know what to do with our kids because we knew we'd roll over them. We move around in our sleep a lot. And, of course, after, you know, the baby, I was pretty girthy, too. So you can't do it. But I just can't believe that couple would lose two children the same way. It's, again, heartbreaking. Okay, you know what? I promise when we come back from break, we'll have some happier stories. Okay, I promise some happier stories. Also, we got to talk about this Excedrin Buferin Gas X recall. Also, maybe low-dose aspirin may not be as necessary as we think. We're going to talk about that, too. And if we have time, I think we're going to have time. We'll make time. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DR-DOLLY. Matt Lauer, they're saying, is a germaphobe. All right, looks like industry people are saying he is kind of kidded a lot and known as a major germaphobe because every time he shakes people's hands, he tries to hide the fact that he Purells it off. So it's going to be kind of interesting because he looks so laid back, right? He looks so cool, right? Like no big thing. All right, don't go away. 1-877-DR-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29th for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is going to get a little graphic here. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Apparently, there's a gentleman who got a tattoo on his penis. Now, I don't know why these stories always seem to come up, but they do. But this is kind of important because I know there's a lot of young kids that listen. And I know that's, I guess, the end thing to do. I mean, I'm a girl, I don't know, but from what I'm seeing. And so this Iranian boy, 21 years old, decides to get a tattoo of a Persian script saying, Barobe Salamat, good luck on your journeys. And then the first initial of his girlfriend's last name, M. Okay, so Barobe Salamat M. That's kind of a lot. It's kind of a lot, right? Well, apparently it left him with priapism, which is a permanent semi-erection. So what happened is when they did the tattoo, he was really sore and hurt, etc. But then what happened is the swelling and the blood didn't go away. So he basically had an erection that just was 24/7 and didn't go away. Now, there's a couple different types of priapism. Priapism is where you basically have erections that last for a very, very long time. And remember, after 4 hours could be very dangerous for the penis because it cuts off blood supply. So they say there are two types of priapism, ischemic and non-ischemic, according to UCLA urologist Dr. Jeffrey Bassett. He really knows his penises and priapism. Sorry. In a normal erection, of course, blood has to flow in by the arteries and then it comes out by the veins. And as pressure builds, the veins are kind of temporarily blocked All right. So that you could finish the sexual act. And then we were talking about the phosphodiesterase, and we were talking about some of the chemicals that nitrous oxide that get involved to relax things so blood could then escape and the erection could go down, which is how Viagra stops or maintains your erection and stops erectile dysfunction by not allowing that relaxation to occur, so you can still have blood. So ischemic priapism is where after 4 hours, it doesn't go away, and the veins don't open up again, so it's caused by the arterial blood. Now, in non-ischemic priapism, I hope you all are writing this down, I hope you got a pencil, they say the veins allow blood out of the tissue, but too much blood is flowing in, and the veins can't keep up, so pressure builds. It's not as dangerous all the time, because you're still getting fresh blood, still getting oxygen, but it could still be an issue. Now, what happened with this kid is, I guess, the tattoo artist punctured deep holes, damaged the vessels. Then he got fistulas, openings between the veins and the arteries. Then he got this pseudoaneurysm where it started to balloon out. Then he had blood outside the vessel wall. I'm even cringing thinking about this. Well, anyway, let's just say the guy's going to be okay. He had to have surgery. I think he was going to have a shunt procedure. And then they were thinking about taking out the aneurysm. So anyway, either way, he ended up having this fixed, from what I understand, as a happy boy. But please, please, if you do not have to tattoo yourself, I mean, that's a lot of letters. You know what's my favorite joke? One of my favorite jokes is two guys are going to the bathroom and they're urinating. You guys have heard this, right? And there's a gentleman from, I think, United States, another guy from Jamaica. So the guy from United States has his girlfriend, Lisa, you know, tattooed on him, on his, you know, phallus, let's say. All right, and they're peeing, and the Jamaican guy looks over going, oh, so Lisa's your girlfriend? He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, okay, that's good. So the other guy looks at the Jamaican, and he sees Wendy. And he goes, oh, Wendy, is that your girlfriend? He goes, Wendy, no. And he kind of straightens out, and it says, welcome to Jamaica, have a nice day. I know, there shouldn't be telling jokes like that. But anyway, those two gentlemen probably had tattoos and didn't have the resulting priapism like this kid did. They probably had it done correctly. But honestly, really, don't be tattooing yourself there. Not good. Not good. Okay, and I really hate to still be on this subject, but apparently there's a gentleman, Cirilo Castillo of Edinburgh, Texas, is accused of 2 counts of cruelty to animals and 2 counts of criminal trespass. Why? Because he's been charged with having sex with horses at least 2 different ranches. This really does happen. Bonds are set at $60,000. He's being held at Hidalgo County Jail. According to court records, a female horse owner's video surveillance system had caught her neighbor Castillo entering the barn. Oh, boy, tying the animal's legs together. This is horrible. This is what happens, guys. I mean, I only want to talk about happy, good stuff, but I can't. You need to know what people are doing out there, and I guess bestiality is part of it. I just, I really don't see. I mean, I liked ponies, you know, when I was a little girl. I thought it'd be fun to ride a pony. You know, I just can't imagine somebody taking it to that extreme, but that's what they do. Okay, well, speaking of extremes, they're saying Matt Lauer's extreme. They say he's a Purell-carrying germaphobe. Really? You know, I mean, here's the thing. I think a lot of people now are Purelling. You know, I have fans. I think maybe, you know, a couple of you out there, and thank you. Thank you very much. But I don't have fans to the point where people shake my hand a lot. But I'm going to tell you, I do shake people's hands a lot. And I do that when I'm in the treatment room, and I examine them. But after the treatment room, I do wash. So somebody could technically say I wash my hands after every, well, of course I do. I'm going to wash my hands after every patient. So if he washes his hands after shaking people's hands, is that really that germaphobe? You know, I mean, maybe some people should say thank you, because if somebody had spit or sweat, you know, then you're bringing that to another guy's hand. So anyway, they're saying he's paranoid about germs and he uses a hand sanitizer for shaking hands with the public. I'd say, come on, really? He's the Today Show host. He meets and greets dozens of people every day after they've arrived to watch a filming of the show. He says hello, and then he secretly pulls out a bottle of Purell that he keeps in a pocket at all times and applies it to his hands to get rid of any disease. Well, why not? I mean, people's hands are really dirty. You know, I mean, it's interesting because I think We used to really make fun of people who Purelled and used antiseptic wipes, and then MRSA came out and swine flu and avian flu, and now I see people Purelling the heck out of anything and everything. You know, like even with bathrooms, nobody wants to touch the door handle. So they use their feet, they use their butt, they use their, and then, okay, so then if I'm coming after them and they just put their dirty shoe, and you know, I know you all think women's bathrooms are much cleaner than men's. Let me tell you right now, they're dirty. There's pee on the ground also. Women miss the toilet too. I don't see how, but they do. So you have somebody who just stepped in that, going up to the door handle, using their foot to push the door, and that's what you're putting your hands on. It's disgusting. So I think it's very easy to become a germaphobe. I think the more you know, the worse it is, and ignorance is bliss. I told you guys when I was in medical school, no, actually before that, when I was in undergrad, I took a microbiology course and I took a virology course, and they show us these electronic pictures of I don't know if it was micrograph. I'm not sure what it was, but you could see the sneeze and the 6 feet of blow, you know, that happens instantaneously with the sneeze. And then you saw the toilet. And when you flush the toilet, you saw how high up and how far out the spray went. Well, when you see an image like that, you can't get that out of your mind. You know, and so I taught my kids flush and run. You flush the toilet and then you run. You don't watch the poo-poo go down. You don't sit there and breathe. You flush and you run. Although, you know, my mom came over one day and you see the kids, you know, streaking out of the bathroom without even pulling their pants on. Ah! She's like, what's wrong? Are they afraid of the toilet? And I go, no, they're flushing and running. But I'm like, guys, pull up your pants and then flush and then run. Because otherwise they're tripping on their pants that are by their ankles. But anyway, you don't want to breathe that stuff in. So it's funny because ignorance is bliss. If you don't think about the germs, if you don't know about them, you're fine. Like the cell phone. They say the cell phone is one of the dirtiest things in your house. It's filthy. When they swab that, and you don't want to know it, I don't want to know it. I don't even like talking about it on air because I know a lot of you really don't want to know. They say cell phones are dirtier than toilet seat. Your purse. You come home, what's the first thing you do? You throw it on the ground. Or your purse was on the ground all day. You come home, you throw it on the dinner table. We do this all the time. So, you know, as far as I'm concerned, if Matt Lauer wants to use Purell or an antimicrobial after shaking people's hands, why not? And I think it's appropriate. I really do, because there's a lot of stuff on people's hands. You know, I mean, if he shook my hand, I would not be insulted if he wanted to do that. Now, I got to tell you what's very frustrating is people that have hyperhidrosis. You know how some of you have sweaty hands? And I feel bad for you because you're very clean. You guys with sweaty hands, you're really, really clean. You know, you try to keep it dry, but sweaty hands exhibit moisture, and you get it on somebody that you shake your hands with. And, you know, I know you're always apologizing, and you know, thank you guys for doing it. But that's something that I think triggers a lot of people to really want to wash their hands afterwards. You feel a sweaty hand, you're going to want to Purell. You're going to want to sterilize, which is why people with hyperhidrosis really need to be treated, because they end up getting that stigma that nobody wants to touch it because they think they're going to get their bodily fluids. And sweat is bodily fluids. All right. Well, you know what? When we come back, let's talk about something less wet, okay? Is aspirin useless now for protecting heart disease and stroke? 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins. toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
All right, guys. All right, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. So I'm looking at this article here, and I'm actually trying to post it right now on Facebook and Twitter for you all to read. They say low-dose aspirin may not prevent first heart attack or stroke, which is opposite of what we've been telling all you, what we've been telling everybody to do is to take aspirin. They say this is going to be in the archives of internal medicine. They say low-dose aspirin therapy does not reduce risk of dying from cardiovascular disease or cancer. All right? They say for the first time stroke or heart attack, they are not finding low-dose aspirin to result in significant reduction. They looked at researchers in the United Kingdom, included 9 studies and more than 102,000 participants who were followed for 6 years. Daily low-dose aspirin, which would be an 81-milligram baby aspirin, resulted in a 10% reduction in heart attack or stroke, mainly driven by a reduction in non-fatal heart attacks. There was no reduction in death from heart disease, stroke, or cancer seen among people taking low-dose aspirin. So it only looked at aspirin as primary prevention as opposed to what you do after. So let's say you've had a heart attack or stroke. They're going to put you on baby aspirin. They may even put you on 325 milligram aspirin. They may put you on a higher aspirin as well as Plavix, or et cetera. But they say for prevention the first time, may not work. So you're like, really? Now, remember, we've talked about the aspirin. In fact, about a week or two ago, I instructed everybody we should probably start in our 40s for taking the aspirin sooner if we have more issues. Remember, the whole purpose of the aspirin, it's not so much to thin the blood, but to prevent clots. Because if you have a heart attack, it's not that your artery goes from 60 to 70 to 80 to 90% and then 100% you clog and then you die. What happens a lot of times is you're about 60% clogged. The clogging, the plaquing falls off into the, it just rips off from the side of the wall, falls into the center, and your body immediately forms a clot. Well, if you take aspirin, it hopefully doesn't do that, because if your body immediately forms a clot, it clogs up the whole artery, and boom, that's how you get a coronary artery arrest, ischemia, and die. So the aspirin's supposed to prevent that. So I don't understand why. I mean, are they trying to save money? Is this another thing they're trying to tell us to do to save money? Oh, gosh, yeah, over the weekend, and I need to talk about this, spend a little bit more time tomorrow. A study came out saying that they think we don't have to do exploratory surgery if you've been shot or stabbed. They say many people that are shot or stabbed really don't need to have surgery. We could just watch them. Now, for some of you, you're probably thinking, what are they talking about? Why would they even just watch and wait? Well, I think where this all came from is back in World War I, anybody that was shot or stabbed, you would do an exploratory surgery to see if the bullet nicked anything else. And that was mainstay treatment out of World War I. During, they say, the riots in Johannesburg more recently, they found that when they were trying to triage people, because they had so many people that were shot and stabbed, and they didn't have enough doctors and personnel, that they would, the healthier looking people would wait and then go to the sicker people. Well, by the time they got to the healthy people, the healthier looking people who were shot or stabbed, they said, can I leave? I'm good. Can I go? I could walk out of here. So they realized, you know, many people that were scanning and evaluating and opening up, et cetera, may not really need to be opened up. So, and they say it's going to save hospitals money. Oh boy. All right, so I don't know what you guys want to do. Maybe you want a tattoo on your chest, not on your penis, but tattoo on your chest. If shot or stabbed here, we're not talking about little grazings or abrasions of the arm. We're talking abdominal trauma, stabs to the abdomen, and gunshot wounds to the abdomen. I would tattoo, please look deeper, please. I mean, can you believe this? It's all about saving money now. Okay, so now what's this with this aspirin? So now here's the thing. They say, well, it could be risky. Aspirin could be risky if, A, you're allergic to it. Okay, so if you're allergic to aspirin, you don't want to take it. B, if you have an ulcer. If you have an ulcer, the aspirin can make it worse. So, of course, aspirin can eat a hole through the stomach. We talk about that. You know, anti-inflammatories could do that too. But if that's not the case, I'd say why not still take it? You know, we're talking about little baby aspirin. That's why it's called baby. Little baby aspirin, you know? So I'm going to talk about this a little bit more tomorrow when we get more information. But it frustrates me because really, are you really trying to save money on the little baby aspirin? Okay, speaking about aspirin, let's look at Excedrin, Buferin, Nodose, and Gas-X. There's a huge recall because apparently there was a problem with the Nebraska plant and some machinery issues where when they were loading up bottles of Excedrin and Nodose and Buferin and Gas-X, there were pieces of prescriptive pills that were left behind in the machinery that accidentally got into the over-the-counter medicines like Excedrin, Nodose, Gas-X, etc. So if you buy the over-the-counter bottle that's being recalled, there may be pieces of Percocet. No. This isn't like Willy Wonka, okay, where you try to find the golden ticket. No, I do not want you consuming the Percocet. It could be even something else. Okay, this is all they're telling us now, so you don't know what's coming out a week or two from now. But they say don't if none of your bottles look the same, because remember, all the pills should look the same. So if you have funny looking pills and pill fragments, they say don't. And to contact Novartis, you can go to NovartisOTC.com. They'll also give you more information there. There's also some hotlines. But I know, it's like, what brainiac was in charge? You just really, really wonder what, you know, what brainiac. And that's what, you know, I tell you, when all this salmonella and E. coli and listeria was going on, you know, one thing that I'm blaming is the economy. I think what's happening is with the economy, all these places are so understaffed and skeleton crewed that we're seeing a lot more halfway stuff. Aren't you noticing that too? I mean, I don't remember there being this many outbreaks and this many problems. It's almost like every week or two there's something going on. There was a ground beef outbreak over the weekend, or a ground beef recall. And, you know, you just wonder what is happening in these manufactured plants. And my guess is they're understaffed. Okay, before you start loading up new bottles, you're supposed to be checking the machinery, making sure everything's, who's doing the inspections? Who's doing the quality assurance? They're probably understaffed. And we're going to still continue to see mistakes. Now, government's going to say, all right, we're going to regulate you more. Well, you know, can we get some jobs? Can we get some extra people hired? Can we? All right. So speaking about jobs and Congress and all that, huge fight between Hollywood and the search engines with this whole SOPA bill, the Stop Online Piracy Act. You guys know about this? We've been talking about this today, where apparently Congress and then Senate is trying to pass the Protect IP Act, where they want to stop piracy. They want to stop music and movie pirating, all right, illegal downloads, etc. So they're coming up with this act. You're like, all right, that sounds nice. That sounds nice. Okay, nice act. Thank you. That's wonderful. Right? But then when you start to read into it, so many things can actually be considered piracy. We were talking about this. Your kid sings a Rihanna song. You download it on YouTube because you thought it was a really cute karaoke moment. Then you put it on Facebook. That could be considered piracy because there's copyright laws with those songs that you're infringing on. And any engine, search engine, is not allowed to deal with another search engine where piracy could be occurring. So what's going to happen is everybody's going to be shutting down from each other. And so the search engines have now threatened to do a huge blackout. Yahoo, Amazon, Google, Facebook, Twitter have all threatened to do a huge blackout in protest of this SOPA Piracy Act and the PIPA Act. So that's going to be scary because a lot of us are very addicted, very, very addicted to the Internet. So I'm not sure where that's going to go and how that's going to go. But, I mean, I don't know how you can control computers. How do you control the Internet? How do you prevent information sharing? You can't. It's you know, I think it's beyond our control. So they could, you know, put laws in up the wazoo. It's not going to help. All right, guys, when we come back, we're on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hey everyone, Dr. Dahlia here. Well, it's never too early to start planning your summer, and what a better way than to cruise to Alaska. Yep, it's the third annual Dr. Dahlia Cruise to Alaska, leaving out of Seattle June 29 for a week, going up to Skagway, Tracy Arm Fjords, Sawyer Glacier, Juneau, and Victoria, British Columbia. We got a great group rate, we're going to have parties, prizes, and the most amazing health lectures by yours truly, me, Dr. Dahlia. So book your cabin by calling 1-800-890-2423 or visit my website at drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics.
Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All right, guys, let's rock and roll. Lots to talk about here on the Dr. Dahlia Show. A lot of quick news updates. We were talking about how sex offenders, apparently because of all the state laws prohibiting them from living near schools and child daycare centers, of course, and parks, etc., many of them really don't have any place to live, so they're starting now to hover and cluster in trailer parks or in areas of town that are a little more underserved. So children in those areas clients could be more at risk. So, of course, just, you know, keep your eye out. It's just a growing problem where there are so many sex offenders that we really don't know what to do with. And many residential communities, because of these laws that you have, don't allow them to live in normal neighborhoods. I don't want to say normal neighborhoods, but most of the mainstream neighborhoods. So, unfortunately, they're finding places to live where they can live because they have to, of course, register and find a location where they're allowed to. And there's not a lot of places. So we're looking at trailer parks and some very underserved areas of the city. So just kind of keep your eye out. All right. Also, it looks like in Great Britain, these are just some headlines we talked about in today's show. Great Britain is starting to tell its citizens to maybe cut back on the drinks, maybe by at least 2 days a week. They think people are really abusing alcohol, drinking too much, and they aren't ready to tell everybody to drink it every day for health. They say if you tell them to just drink a glass of wine a day, they're overdoing it. So we're going to ask them. There's no laws yet, but they're recommending 2 drink-free days a week. So in their work week, we aren't talking just drinking 2 days on the weekend. We're talking 2 drink-free days a week, which means during their 5-day work week or 60-day work week, they're asking for maybe 2 days not drinking. Yeah. So that's what's happening over there. All right. Nicotine patches. A study came out saying that these nicotine gums and nicotine patches really aren't helping long-term smokers. And we've known that's been an issue because, again, with the whole issue of nicotine withdrawal, we want to get off nicotine. We want patients getting off nicotine such that they don't crave it. So, of course, when you're taking the gum and the nicotine, you're just feeding the nicotine into you. So that was a study came out. But in a different study, they said nicotine patches could also actually maybe help stave off memory loss. They think that nicotine patches used for people trying to quit could serve an unexpected purpose and help counteract mild memory loss in older patients. Now, what they did is researchers looked at 74 non-smoking seniors with mild cognitive problems and watched what happened to 34 who received treatment with nicotine patches. So we're talking people that don't smoke. They're giving nicotine patches to people that don't smoke. And then 33 got placebo, you know, which are the dummy patches. And they say the people, of course, you know, they were only mildly cognitively impaired, some memory loss, nothing like full-blown Alzheimer's. But they found that the people who had nicotine patches actually had less memory loss, and they didn't even suffer withdrawals. You know, because I know somebody like, wait a second, you're taking a person non-addicted to nicotine, putting them on the nicotine patch, aren't they going to have withdrawals? They didn't see that. And that was a very tiny study. You know, we're talking a handful of people, but still, interesting, because remember, nicotine is a stimulant. That's why all these college students are abusing Adderall and Ritalin and ADD drugs, because the stimulant effect helps them with memory and, you know, helps them function cognitively a little bit. So who knows? Maybe they're going to extrapolate this and later treat Alzheimer's patients dementia patients with nicotine, with Adderall, with stimulants. We'll see. I mean, we don't want everybody on speed. But, you know, speaking of ADD, another article today came out. Look, we really got to concentrate on the diet. And for our ADD kids or ADHD kids, you need a diet low in fats, high in whole grains, fruits, vegetables, and you really have to have the omega-3s. They say omega-6 and omega-3. Now, that makes sense because these kids that are eating high sugars, they get hypoglycemic. Right. And then they get their sugar load and then they get hypoglycemic again. And they really need a very steady diet. And I think the omega-3s are excellent. Why not? Absolutely omega-3s. So that was also in the news. We're just going through the headlines for you. 24 fans are going to be excited because Jack Bauer is coming to the big screen. They are finally starting the production of the 24 movie. Now, of course, the 24 movie looked at 24 hours, right? Each show was an hour. So it's not going to be a 24-hour long movie. It'll probably be a 2-hour movie. So they need to call it two, but they won't. But the Jack Bauer movie will finally start production. So we are just absolutely ecstatic with that. Also, in entertainment news, Nick Cannon is out of the hospital and home with Mariah Carey, his wife, and his twins after suffering with acute renal failure. They say he's doing fine. They still haven't told us why he went through renal failure, but at least he's home doing well from what he says. And looks like Beyonce had her baby, a new baby girl, Ivy Blue Carter. Really cute thing. I don't know how much the baby weighs. Apparently, they took out a whole floor of the hospital. I don't blame them. You know, I mean, when I gave birth, everybody was in the room. It would be nice to have some privacy. Absolutely. Nobody could have their cell phones. They took away the cell phones, et cetera. But they've already spent buku bucks on the baby. They have a high chair that is studded with diamonds, and they have a solid gold rocking horse. Completely solid gold. I know. That just, it blows my mind. All right. We're talking about, in the news this weekend, about this teacher and the school district in Georgia where they handed math problems to kids that had very strange questions. Okay. One of which was, each tree had 56 oranges. If 8 slaves picked them equally, then how much would each slave pick? All right, questions like this. Another one. If Frederick got 2 beatings per day, how many beatings did he get in 1 week? All right, so parents were looking at this. This was at Beaver Ridge Elementary School in Norcross, Georgia. All right, so, you know, parents were looking at this going, what the heck is this? Oh, my gosh. Now, it turns out what the school was trying to do was incorporate a social studies lesson on slavery, pre-Civil War slavery, with math. So they were incorporating that. I mean, okay, idiots, just idiots. And of course the math problem, the math page, it just says, you know, math, third grade math, all right, where the kids are supposed to do math problems. They have no idea that it's trying to incorporate, you know, 2 subjects in 1. So these kids are confused. They're trying to address problems that have to do with beatings and slavery, and you're like, are these teachers just completely out of their mind? Well, apparently people are calling for the resignation, so I'm not sure what's going to happen. I mean, it was stupid. It was stupid. But you just wonder. I mean, these are your teachers. Don't you think they have a little more sense? All right. Also in medical news, it looks like people taking cholesterol medications, and this one blew my mind, may actually, especially if you're an older woman, increase your risk of type 2 diabetes. They said that people taking these cholesterol medicines may have an increase in diabetes. Now, we don't know why. The only thing I could think of is sometimes your triglycerides go up. The fats go up when you're taking these cholesterol medicines. And when the fats go up, that could sometimes precede diabetes. So we're going to talk about this a little bit more on tomorrow's show also, because I want to know. I really like to look at what the mechanism is, but they aren't saying. Okay? Let me see. We talked about nicotine gum. Sorry, I'm going through all the studies. I want to make sure I give you guys that. Oh, yeah, there was a mom, a New York City school employee, who faked her daughter's death because she wanted to get an extra week in Costa Rica during spring break. She had her daughters call in the school. She actually had a fake Costa Rican death certificate just to get that extra week. So she spent 2.5 weeks. Her name is Joan Barnett. In Costa Rica. Meanwhile, school officials got a little suspicious because they're like, wait a second, she booked her tickets for vacation time more than 3 weeks before she left, right? And they kind of figured out that the death certificate wasn't real because it had a number that would have been on a death certificate 5 years prior. And, you know, Costa Rica said, sorry, we really don't issue death certificates 5 years prior to the person's death. Doesn't really happen. So that is Mother of the Year faking her daughter's death. All right, and then we talked about a principal of the year who had a there was a Xerox machine, and he thought it actually had some aspects to it that would be sexually satisfying. Conveyed that to some of his staff, and he hasn't gotten fired. He makes about $136,000 a year. Hasn't gotten fired, but again, you wonder, really, these are our administrators, really? Doesn't make sense. All right. So, guys, look, you have a great rest of the way home. Any questions you have while we're off air, please call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, and we will address them next show. You all be safe. Peace out.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asks, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.